Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon and into the early evening, mostly cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 65. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly clear with a high near 77. Chance of precipitation is 30%. And in the news for today, in a report shared by the Wisconsin Examiner with the Nearly Noon News, in an opinion on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in favor of the now 22-year-old woman accused of killing the Kenosha man who had been sex trafficking her and other girls. In a 4-3 opinion, the court ruled that Crystal Kaiser, who in 2018 shot and killed Rander Volar shortly before authorities planned to arrest and charge him for sex crimes against children, can argue at trial that she's not guilty through a provision of state law that allows sex and human trafficking victims to build a defense for crimes they commit as a, quote, direct result of being trafficked. Crystal Kaiser deserves a chance to present her defense, and today's decision will allow her to do that, Colleen Marion, one of Kaiser's public defenders, said in a statement on Wednesday. While the legal process on this matter is far from over, we, along with Crystal and her family, believe the decision today affirms the legal rights provided by Wisconsin statute to victims of sex trafficking facing criminal charges. In an unusual alignment, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley joined the court's three liberals in the majority. Regular swing vote conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn joined the two other conservative justices in a dissenting opinion. In the majority decision, Justice Rebecca Dallet wrote that Kaiser does not need to have been charged with violations of the state's trafficking statutes and that there should be a broad interpretation of what constitutes a direct result of trafficking. The majority found that Kaiser is allowed to use her trafficking as a complete defense. In the dissent, Justice Patience Rogensack wrote that this interpretation went against common law interpretations that state coercion isn't a complete defense for homicide. Today's decision brings needed clarity regarding the scope of the affirmative decision for survivors of the vile crime of human trafficking. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, whose office argued against Kaiser in court, said in a statement, Kaiser's trial is now being moved forward. A status conference has been scheduled for September 9th. Again, information for this report came from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.